Kids TV and Podcast Show. Good morning and welcome back to No Bull Biz. It's good to be back here. I'm excited and fired up. It is February the 12th, 2020. Can you believe that? February the 12th already. Bam! Where is this year going? Anyways, last episode was fun. It was titled, Who is the Startup King? We were hanging out with Christina Robertson. She's also known as The Coach, Christina. And she specializes in relationship coaching. Okay, say that 10 times in a row right now while you're listening to the podcast. I dare you. Yeah, probably not. Anyways, that's what happens, guys, when I decide to record a podcast really early in the morning while I'm still kind of technically waking up. I've been up since just after 4 o'clock. Gonna have a little sip of the Ionix Supreme. Awesome stuff. But anyways, you know what? I was kind of reflecting on that episode and thinking a little bit about relationship coaching. And I got to tell you, initially when Christina told me what she did and what she kind of focused in on, I wasn't thinking about relationships in terms of business and building business. And most importantly, building your startup through relationships. But I started to, I was focused more on the whole, like, you know, having a relationship, you know, significant other, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this morning, I was inspired to write, you know, kind of a blog on Facebook, and I'll throw it up on the Noble Biz site as well. But I titled this post, Who is Speaking Into Your Life? And, you know, I took some time this morning to kind of reflect on last year. And I know as I was approaching 2020 and, you know, kind of, you know, creating my letter of intent for this new year and you know, really what I wanted to get out of this new year and, you know, what I wanted to do with my companies and my projects. And you know, we all want to make things better, right? We want to have a better year. We want to create a better result. But we have to be strategic and we have to lay it out. And so one of the things I wanted to really reflect on was relationships. And because it was significant, you know, this moving into a new decade, you know, the transition in 2020, I started to kind of reflect and look back on the last 10 years of my life. And, you know, 10 years of relationships and many that are gone. I mean, a lot of relationships that are gone. And, you know, it was just a few years ago, I started working on a book called Bloodsuckers. And I didn't finish the book. I was going in a very negative direction, and truthfully, it wasn't good for my mental health, so I decided to shelf that project. Maybe we'll still do it, but you know, we'll do it with a bit of a positive spin to it after Startup Kings had its run. But, you know, just really looking back on relationships, and maybe you can relate. Let's face it, we've got a lot of people in the world that have talents. And here I go reflecting on Kobe again because, you know, there was a lot of positive outpouring in terms of, you know, really what Kobe brought to not just the game of basketball, but to life in general. I mean, he was just an ambassador for, you know, working hard and you know, fighting for what you want, fighting for what you believe in. And, you know, he was one of those really, really special guys that had this incredible mental fitness. I mean, his mental fitness was next level. And there's not many out there, right? And he was just really, really special when you really start to reflect on his life. And you know, he just touched a lot of people. And that's why I couldn't believe it when I was hearing some negative stuff out there. Like there was just too much talk about Kobe. But I actually had, one of my clients in my office last week, right here in Calgary, and we were sitting in my office, and he started to open up and he started to talk to me and started to reflect on how much Kobe had impacted his mindset and how much Kobe had impacted really him and his pursuit in business and his, you know, and his pursuit on just really wanting to become a better quality human being. And, you know, I thought, man, that's awesome. You know, that is such a testimony to really who he was. But when we start to look at unique individuals, high performance individuals, you know, athletes, high performers in business, and we look at them, you know, it's not an accident that they reap the results. It's not an accident that they're successful in what they do. One of the common denominators is that these people are sold out 100% on protecting their minds. Yes, they work hard. Yes, they're committed. But you don't just get bulletproof mindsets by drifting with the wind. You have to be extremely intentional. And so what I was talking about this morning in this post was, you know, who is speaking into your life? Who are you allowing to speak into your life? Who are you in relationship with? Yes, we want to build relationships. You know, we want to build our businesses. We want to build our projects through relationships, but we want to build them through great relationships, right? Not just any relationship, because let's face it, relationships come and go, and in many cases, you know, when you meet someone, you know, everybody's kind of in a situation where you're trying to figure out what's in it for me in this relationship, because it's human nature. That's just what we do. We kind of size each other up, and, you know, we start to look at each other, and, you know, we're looking for alignment. We're looking for that frequency. We're looking for that connection. And then the next step is, okay, where does this person fit in my life? And in many cases, we don't look at it as, what can I do for this human? What can I do for this, you know, for this person? But we look at it as, what can I get? What can I take? Because let's face it, we live in a take first world. This is our reality. And so when we come into relationship with people, what if we actually stopped in our tracks for a moment and we started to look at the opportunity in more of a servant position? What if we looked at it as an opportunity to actually serve and bring value to that person's life, to that person's business, to this relationship, rather than this take, you know, what's in it for me? What can I get out of this relationship? And then, you know, if there's nothing really here on the table, then just like, boom, you know, out the door. So there's this balance that has to come in terms of, okay, who's speaking into my life? You know, who am I in relationship with? And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about protecting your mental health. So I thought, you know what, this is fresh for me. I've been talking about this morning in this post, and I've been thinking about it, and I've been reflecting on some stuff this week. And then, you know, Coach Christina was talking about, you know, boundaries and relationships, and this is what she does. And so I started to kind of dig into that a little bit and start to think about that a little bit deeper. And I started to go, man, you know what, this really makes a lot of sense. And so when you take all the nuggets, you know, when you're reading a lot of books on high performers and, you know, personal development stories and, you know, this noble, you know, lifestyle that you want to live that's pure and real and, you know, you're in the trench, you're trying to figure it out. You know, you just long for this stuff, and then eventually you want to put all these ingredients on the table and you want to build something great with it. And so, who is speaking into your life? You know, I know for, you know, for me, for sure, as I was approaching 2020, I wanted to make this really solid, concrete commitment that the good would stay and the bad would go, right? And I don't care who you are. right? I don't care if you're, you know, a bishop, a pastor, a minister, you know, some political, you know, leader, you know, in the community, in your country. I don't care who you think you are. Just because you're in a position of leadership and influence doesn't mean that you're good for my mental health. Doesn't mean that you're good for other people's mental health. So I don't give a shit who you think you are. And I don't say that to be rude, but I say that because we have to protect our minds at all cost. So who are you connected to? Who's dripping on you? Who's talking into your life? Who's speaking into your life on a daily basis? So yeah, I'm a big idea guy. I'm a big thinker. I'm a big dreamer. And when you're somebody like that, especially somebody who's creative, you know, you come up with a great idea, you know, you're working on this idea. What happens when you do that? You attract people, right? You attract good people, but you also attract bad people. You attract the blood suckers, right? The people that are coming in and looking for a free ride, right? And, you know, I spent, you know, many years in and around the direct sales community. This is not a hit on direct sales. By the way, network marketing is just a way to market products and services, right? And I think it's a great way to do it because at the end of the day, you don't actually have to pay for that customer until you acquire the customer. You know, traditional advertising out in the world today is, you know, you take a ton of money, you throw it up in the air, and you hope that customers come raining down for you, right? So, you know, that's kind of the traditional advertising way. And yeah, there's all kinds of great tools nowadays, you know, Facebook ads, there's all these, you know, back-end controls and systems and algorithms and, you know, manipulation for campaigns and, you know, the best way to write and produce content and all these strategies, right? So, you know, you can get really specific and, you know, you can pretty much right down to a science figure out, okay, if I invest this much money and I run the campaign this way and, you know, I'm very strategic and, you know, I have great content and I follow all the rules, you know, I'm going to get this result, you know, it happens, right? The reality is you invest, you get a decent return. But many, many years back in the day, you know, you'd spend a ton of money on advertising and you'd really hope that you would get customers, but there was really no way to measure it. You know, there's no way of really looking and calculating that return on investment. So digital products, social media, you know, all these other great communication platforms have allowed us and given us a great opportunity to get our message out there and convert that message to actual transactions. Which is awesome, right? So you got a great idea. You're working on this great idea and you're attracting good people, but you're also attracting the bloodsuckers. So back to this point of being in and around direct sales. One of the most frustrating things for me being in network marketing and direct sales was, you know, attracting these bloodsuckers into your life. You would get a lot of people that would come in, and listen, leaders were guilty as well for, you know, over promoting and, you know, hey, we're going to do all the work for you, just sign up, right? The reality is that doesn't work. You need people to join your team that are going to work, you know, that are going to get in the trench, that are going to work with you, they're going to pick up a shovel and they're going to dig with you, right? But in many cases, what happens is that, you know, these industries, direct sales, network marketing, these companies, sorry, in the industry attract people that are looking for a free ride, right? They see Billy Bob is killing it. You know, he's driving his Lexus. You know, he's making his, you know, 300 grand a month, right? All these stories out there. And so you sit in this meeting, you know, you're sitting in this, you know, 45, 50 minute briefing on this opportunity and you go, man, you know, Billy Bob can do it, man. I'm going to kill this thing. And so people do it, you know, they sign up and they get in and they realize, you know, this is no different than actually owning a business and actually having to go to work, you know, setting goals, you know, getting in the trench, picking up the shovel, going to work, making the calls, going to the meetings, you know, lining up other people, recruiting, selling, getting customers, you know, all this kind of stuff. They go, holy crap, this is actually work. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Yes, business is work. So I don't care if you're in direct sales. I don't care if you're, you know, running a traditional business, business is work. So it doesn't matter what it is that you want to do. If you want to be financially successful, if you want to have a success in business, you want to launch a startup, you want to become an athlete, you want to run a marathon, you know, whatever the goal is, it requires work, right? There's no secret about it. You got to work. So are there hacks? Are there shortcuts? Well, there are some people out there that, you know, claim that. And the reality is, you know, if you have unlimited capital and cash flow with the tools that are available to us online today, yeah, you can make a big wave quickly, right? If you're willing to pony up and spend the dough. But the reality is, even if you have a great product or a great service, you got all the money in the world to throw at it, you're still going to have to do the work. You're going to have to service that business. You're going to have to service that community. And if you want to keep that business, if you want that business to keep coming in month after month after month after month, then one of the things that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to really take good care of that business. Because we live in a world of transparency. We live in a world of accountability. Good news travels fast. Bad news travels faster. So you got to take care of your customers. So there's all these interesting, you know, pieces of these puzzles that are moving around. And when you think about your mental health, and you're probably wondering, man, where is Jeremy going with this? Man, we're talking about, you know, who's speaking into your life and, you know, relationships and Kobe and high performers and network marketing and bloodsuckers. The reality is this. Here's the big idea for the day. There comes a point in time in your life when you will truly get to a point where you've had enough. You throw your hands up in the air and you say, okay, enough with this insanity. This doesn't make any sense. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why am I alive? And there's probably this big idea. There's probably something that you're super passionate about. There's probably something in the deepest part of who you are that's calling you out. And you've been ignoring it for whatever the reason is. Most of the time, it's the reason that's related directly to failing. That fear of failure, that fit, you know, that fear of rejection. What if it doesn't work? Well, guess what? What if it does work? So you get to a point where you're absolutely sick and tired of being in this state, of being in the spot. And because you're ignoring one of the most powerful indications, and it's really your GPS system that's telling you, look, you're on the wrong road. You're in the wrong lane, or you're going the wrong way. What we do, we continue to go the wrong way. And what it does is it impacts our mental health overall. We get frustrated, we focus, and we live and breathe in and around all this thought life that is really, you know, contributing to our failure. It's holding us back from truly becoming and truly going where we want to go. So we have to take inventory of our thought life. We have to take inventory of who is speaking into our lives on a daily basis. Who has access, you guys? You know, who have you given the code to your front door? You know, who has the Wi-Fi access code to your personal mental network? When you're letting people log on to your Wi-Fi, what are they doing on your network? You know, I think about that because I'm a tech guy, so I'm thinking about tech a lot. So that's my example to you. But the reality is, when you plug somebody into your life, right? And the most difficult part of all of this is that sometimes the people that hurt us the most are the ones that are closest to us. So just because it's close and just because it's available doesn't mean that it's good for you. So what are you doing to protect your mind? You got bodybuilders that, you know, they eat. They, you know, they plan out what they're going to eat in advance. They manage that like science every day. They go to the gym, they work out, they train. You know, they have these rituals, they have these programs, and they work it hard. You know, they're always recalibrating and you know, monitoring the results and making changes, and they take it really serious. It's the same thing with athletes. Right? Depending on what sport, you know, they've got nutrition plans, they've got training plans, they've got all these systems in place. But what do we do on a daily basis to protect our mind? What are we doing to train our mind? What are we doing for mental fitness? So I made a decision for 2020 that I wasn't going to let anything come into my life and speak into my life that wasn't good for my mental health. I don't care who you are. If you're not good for my mental health, you're gone, period. And it works just like a computer, right? Just like a computer. So what do you do when you got a document that you don't want anymore? Right? You drag it into the trash, or you right click delete, right? And it goes into the trash. And then what do you do with the trash? You empty it and it goes, right? Gone. That's it. Period. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no negotiating. It's gone. And so that's the way it is for me. I just made that decision. It's very, very simple. What am I allowing into my life? What am I looking at? What am I listening to? What am I focused on? If it's good, it stays. If it's bad, it goes. Period. So you might ask me, well, Jeremy, how's that going for you? The truth is, my life today, you guys, is kick-ass. I'm loving my life more today than I ever have before. And it's not because of an ego. It's actually because of the humility that's come into my life. I am so happy being real. I am so happy owning my shit on a daily basis. I love it. It's real. I talk about my mental health journey almost every single day. I have opportunities all the time to share my story, the story that I didn't want to talk about a few years ago. But you know what? The story is what my haters want me to not talk about. Why? Because they want to control the narrative, right? They want to go out and spin this bullshit story about what happened, you know? And the reality is most of them were bloodsuckers. They came into my life, they saw I was working on something exciting, and they thought, hey, this is great. You know, I can just tie this rope to Jeremy, and you know, as Jeremy climbs and as Jeremy wins, I'm going to win by default. I don't have to do anything. Well, that didn't work out so well, did it? So here's the deal. The deal is this. My life is so much better today because after battling with anxiety, depression, focus, and time management, I am now feeling mentally fit. And mental fitness is truly part of my daily training ritual. It's so important to me, you guys, that it gets the first 2 hours of my day, minimum. No bullshit excuses, pure commitment. Right? Just like the bodybuilder in the gym, I hit the mind gym every day, no excuses. My mind takes in the best nutrition, the best supplements, the best alignment in reprogramming. I update and upgrade my operating system, my OS, every single day, no excuses. I protect my mind at all costs. Why? Because my mindset, my mental health is everything. Guys, your mental health is everything. And if you don't protect it, you won't have it. So you have to be on high alert. The reality is the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So who is speaking into your life? If somebody's speaking into your life, they're trying to tear you down. They're talking trash about you. Here's the reality. Anybody out there that's talking trash about other people have got a big bag of trash of their own, right? Everybody's screwed up. Everybody's messed up, right? And we're all adults just trying to figure it out, right? We're just trying to figure it out. So if somebody's acting like, you know, they're all high and mighty and, you know, they've never dropped the ball and, you know, they've got it all figured out, you know what? It's bullshit. That's the reality. It's not truth. So who's speaking in your life? Who's real? What we have to do is we have to surround ourselves with people who are going to bring us up. You want to open the doors to the voices that are speaking life into you, that are going to bring love, that are going to bring growth to you, to your soul. You need to guard your heart. You need to guard your mind. Listen, my life isn't perfect. My environment isn't perfect. I'm not where I want to be every day. My daily decisions and choices aren't perfect, but I'm making progress and I have a plan and I know that God has a plan for my life. And the biggest commitment that I have in my life today is I want to be in His will. I want His will for my life because it's easier that way. I'm not saying that your life is going to be free of challenges, you know, oh, okay, well, if, you know, if I'm in God's will, then my life's going to be a piece of cake. It, you know, it's going to be a, it's just going to be a circus ride. No, it's not. Right? It's going to be challenging. It's going to be hard. It's probably going to be harder because, you know, you've put the enemy on high alert now, right? You say, hey, I'm declaring war with you, right? I'm surrendering my life. I'm giving it up. I'm letting go, and I'm letting my creator come in and take control. And he's going to be like, oh, okay, so you're going to take territory now. So you watch, right? When you make those decisions, you say, look, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do this for a different reason. I'm going to sell out. I'm going to let go. I'm going to do this as a legacy project because I want to help people change their life. When you do that, you're going to have your challenges. But the beautiful thing is that you're in this beautiful place of peace, knowing and understanding that your creator is bigger than all of that, right? So, you know, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this renewing of your mind is not something that you do once a quarter or, you know, once every 6 months. You do this every single day. That's why I'm sold out to this 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours minimum. Sometimes it's three. You know, this 2 hours in the morning of really working on my mind, working on my mindset, and putting great nutrition into my mind and creating this solid bulletproof mindset. And it's crazy, you know, it was just a few years ago that, you know, I was given talks on creating mindset and having a great mindset. And I had a great mindset. And then I lost it. And, it, you know, it's amazing how fast we can forget the things that we know, right? And the things that we know become foreign to us until we reintroduce it and we keep it at the forefront of what we do on a daily basis. It's like losing weight. Right, we all know how to lose weight. This isn't—it's you know—it's amazing. You know, January 1st rolls around, all these programs come out, all these people on, you know, on the internet. You know, do my program, do this, follow me, and you're going to lose all this. You know, you're going to lose all this weight. You're going to look great. Well, here's the deal: eat good, healthy food, drink tons of water, stay away from the junk, and do something physical for 4 or 5 days a week. You know, 20, 30 minutes, get active and watch your life change, right? Yeah, there's all kinds of programs and there's all kinds of science and there's all kinds of stuff out there that you can buy, that you can use, apps, you name it, right? It's all out there and you can use it. Yeah, you probably get better results. You know, you can tweak the program a little bit. But the reality is we all know what we have to do. The missing link is, will we do it? So will you protect your mind? My challenge to you is today, will you plug into the ultimate supercharger for your mind, your creator? I'm not pushing my belief system on you, but the reality is all you have to do is just look around you today and look at the miracles in your life. Start by looking in the mirror and look at that body. Look in your eyes. I want you to think about your eyes. How do your eyes work? How are you seeing what you're seeing? And as you're listening to this podcast, think about your ears and how you're listening to this right now and how your mind is processing this information and it's either resonating and it's connecting with you and you're feeling something through it. But how is all of that working? It is incredible. Pick up your smartphone and look at it and think about how all that works. I mean, guys, it was just 11, 12 years ago. We didn't have any of these apps, right? The things that we do nowadays with technology, there's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad, but the reality is this, it's so cool how it just works. But look at us, look at our bodies, look at the things that we can do. I'm convicted when I see people that have no arms, no legs, and they're kicking my ass with their daily rituals, right? No excuses. So will you get serious this year about protecting your mental health? You know, maybe you're not depressed. Maybe you're not struggling with anxiety. Maybe you're not struggling with any of these, you know, obvious symptoms of mental health challenges. But the reality is, We live in a world that's fast paced. We live in a world that's bombarded by information and conversation that's not the most positive out there. So what do we have to do? We have to protect ourselves. And if you want to perform at the highest level, if you want to have the success that you truly want to have, I truly believe that it starts with your mind. And it starts with protecting your mind. What are you doing to feed your mind? What nutrition are you giving your mind on a daily basis? Because it is absolutely everything. Plug into the ultimate supercharger for your mind, your creator. He will restore, he will protect you. He brings life, he brings light to the darkness and hope to the hopeless. He restores your soul. And I can tell you, because of this painful journey that I went through just a few years ago, that I didn't think I could ever get out of this tunnel. I just didn't. I was so stuck in this dark tunnel. I didn't feel like I could ever get out of this thing. And I was so focused on the bad information. I was focused on the bullshit, the negativity. I was letting people speak into my life that didn't qualify to speak into my life. And I had to pull the plug. I had to delete the documents, right? I had to hit delete and I had to empty the trash. So I can tell you one thing right now. If I can do it, you can do it. I get up every single day and I face the same problems. I face the same challenges as you. We all get the same 24 hours a day, folks. But what are we going to do with our time? What are we going to do with the first few hours of the day? And you might be sitting back going, okay, Jeremy, you know what? I don't have time to sit around for 2 hours and work on my mind. Yeah, you do. We all have time. I don't get up at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning and then work on my mind for 2 hours. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I work on my mind for 2 hours. It's how bad do you want the result? Excuses are bullshit. There's always a way. Find the way. If you're going to be part of this community called Noble Biz, one of the reasons why I started this community and one of the reasons why I work in and around people that are committed to living a life of realness, transparency, and getting rid of all the BS is exactly because of that. We don't need more bullshit in our life. We need people around us that are going to be real. We want connection, and we want connection with what's real. We want connection with what works. So I encourage you today, make that decision. Take out a piece of paper, type it up into a Word document or a Google document, print it as a PDF, sign it digitally, print it, sign it physically with a pen, put it somewhere where you can see it every day in the morning and at night, and make the decision to protect your mind at all cost. If it's good, it stays. If it's great, it stays. If it's bad, if it's cancerous, if it stinks, if it sucks, if it makes you feel like crap, delete it and empty the trash. Until next time, guys, let's live a no-bull life. You can do it. Let's go.